Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Coin Wet Podcast Show.
Well,
the table was down just a little bit.
No. When you're running into Dennis, and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow.
I had a little trouble with my table.
Go with the flow.
I had to be away from y'all for a while. Had been away from y'all for a while.
Games, everybody seems to
I miss y'all.
Well, it's a life lesson, cause that game is hasty. But you're lazy for another that takes you with the news. Just pack up for a better understanding.
Jessica left, got behind on my bill, and I had to catch up on my rent, and that lady leave behind, I guess, Electric and Katie did. Well, Gas Electric's paid, and Katie was paid. So, I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm back. So now, I would never do that again, guys. I would never ask for no one to pray. And it was just a really double thing. The devil stepped in and destroyed it. He just got into Michael and he destroyed everything. I'll tell you about it. I mean, it broke my heart, man. It broke my heart. I thought I was going to do a lot of things with my kids. I really did. I was planning to take them to Delaware to see their aunt and their grandmother and all. And I had a picture section ready in August. But Michael, he just was selfish like his mother. He was very selfish like his mother. And he destroyed it. He messed everything up. And then he gonna blame it on me. Then, that's what he did. I think it was last Saturday. He put Jessica and Maya out in his house. Yeah. He put them out. He put his little sisters out. Everybody wondered, what's wrong with him? Why he wasn't happy to have his family together again. Why he want to dig into the dark past that his mother started and give that evil thing, you know? the reason to breathe. Why he want to give his mother the reason to breathe? I mean, I know I did bad, but y'all guys came together and prayed for me. And when I asked y'all, they helped me get my family back together. And y'all did, and it came true. I got on here, asked for Jessica, helped me find Jessica, helped me find Donald. I had Ashley already. And Michael, he just popped up. So I had him. And all I need is Dobbertree. And I had him. And then he goes and do all this. Throw my Aunt Nancy stuff off the porch. Throw her furniture off the porch. Send bad text messages. Really filthy bad text messages to Lydia and Barbara Ann, my cousin, and my aunt. Told them that he going to slap them. And they washed their hands. And then once they was out, everything started to shake. That bridge was shaking. We was building that bridge real fast. Thanks for the people who prayed for me around the world and around the country, who listened to this show, who prayed. Y'all guys got the family back together. Y'all guys got my kids. Y'all helped me find Jessica and Donald. Y'all guys did that. I'm giving credit where credit's due, you know. Jesus' people came together and helped a brother. I don't care who you are, black, white, whatever. Y'all came together to help me out. And it fell apart, man. It fell apart. Now, it was all a lie, you know. Remember I told you, my ex-wife, boyfriend, tried to molest her and had a kid by her? That's not his kid. It's not his kid. She was having sex with a guy in school. Jessica was having sex with a guy in school. She would come here. She lied. She sent text messages to Michael and Donald. And all. And she sneak out. She goes over, run over Michael's house on the weekend. And all. And they probably talk about like a dog, you know. And in my face, they laugh. They smile in my face and talk about me like a dog. This whole time, Candy Lynn Clark was in the picture. He talked about he brought his mother over to his house. They had this plan all along. They had this plan all along because I was doing so good. I was doing so good. He didn't like it. Candy didn't like it. And they tried to come in to destroy it. That's what happened. That's what they was trying to do. Now, he took Jessica back to his mother. And he sent me a text saying, Jessica don't want to talk to me. That's what a lie. And Maya and Jessica were sending me texts last week, talking about they want to move in with me. I felt it and something was going on. No, something wasn't right. The whole time he came in this picture, something wasn't right, you know. But I wasn't listening to that. I was just so proud to have Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Michael, and Maya back together. My sign-off call won't be them no more. It will be Ashley and Donald, probably. Or just Ashley.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so you won't hear the other three or four names no more. I mean, I just want to have to love my kids from a distance. We're still going to pray for them, everybody. Okay, I'm a father. Jesus hadn't gave up on me and all the things I did, so he wouldn't want me to give up on my kids. But I can't take it no more. You know, I can't let them come in my space and try to destroy it with their mother. Can't let Michael do that, because he got that demon in him. Until he goes to church and get help and get into a good church and stuff, this won't work. And leave his mother alone. Guys, the whole thing was a setup. It was a setup. And they was trying to come in to destroy it. Why would they come and try to destroy it? Because his mother lied to him. Talking about, I beat him when he was little. Not true. Not true. She even lied and say I hit her and all that stuff. Nothing you can believe about this girl, this woman. She's not fit to be a mother or grandmother. That child that the social service gave her, if anything happened to that child, it's going to be on them. That's blood on them. And anybody that worked with Tante Jessica knows what's going on in that house. Knows what's going on. Any social worker, including that James, knows what's going on. And anything happened to them, the blood is on you. The blood is on you. And I'm coming for everybody. Anything happened to my daughter or my grandson. She's not, Candy Lynn Clark is not fit to be a mother or a grandmother. She don't need them. First, she wanted to come to live with me. She was calling and texting, trying to text me. I was out on a date. You know, you went to live with your brother. You know, your mother never called me. Mother still don't call me. You know? I mean, I guess she was more into Michael and her mother and she was into me. So, I still love her. I forgive her. I will love her from a distance now. You know? More power to her. You know? Guys, I'm a good father, okay? I am. I mean, I got on this thing and begged for my people that helped me to find my kids. And I love my kids. I really do. I mean, I had a lot of stuff set up and I was ready to sacrifice a lot of stuff just to have them be here. You know, like I did when they was little. All that aggregation and stuff is not true. And then you got Donald and his nursing home, you know, and those people, you know, that take care of him, they don't understand anything. But I'm going to try to stay in Dino life, and definitely be in Jess and Ashley, you know, just take them, send them stuff. Send him some stuff for his birthday and Christmas and all. Let him send him a card and stuff like that. And let him know that I love him. Then all that stuff your mother was saying is not true. Nobody hit no Michael, you. If anybody didn't hit you, it was your grandfather, your mother's father. Your mother's father the one to beat you. Your mother's father is the one to molest you. You know, your mother father. He the one did what he did. Donald Lynn Norman Clark. Candy Lynn Clark father. This man had a record more big than 5 football fields long. You could pick 5 football fields and still won't touch the record that he had. This man must have started his career as a criminal when he was like 7 or 6, because this man, we saw the record. You can bring it up online. Just go search his name. Donald Lynn Clark. Donald Norman Clark. Donald Norman Clark. People, go search his name. He's deceased right now. He died a couple years ago. Who cares? He possessed my daughters and my son Donald Corey Whitlock, Ashley and Candace. He beat on them. He called them niggas. He called them names. He called them monkeys. Yeah. Their own grandfather. Their mother's father did all this stuff. And her mother. And her sisters. You know? So, it was a bad time. And then I get blamed for all of this. All this stuff. And Michael just don't know what was going on before he was born. They couldn't even keep their rent paid. They was getting put out their house every 2 months. They used to take a cart, 2 carts, and move it to the next house. And roaches and bugs and all kinds of filthy animals and dirty dogs and stuff like that. It was disgusting. I don't even know how I did it. I don't even know how I put up with that. Any other guy would have said hell with that and left. You know? I can't answer that, people. I don't know why I stayed. I did left a couple times. Maybe it was my kids and all. Maybe I was just blind and can't see, and I was just into that booty. That white booty was hypnotizing me, and I was taking the abuse, and I was just blind. And then years later, here we go. He talking about that I beat him and all that. Instead of sitting down and talk and asking what really happened, I can show them where he lived, where his mother and them lived. I can show them what happened. I can show how me and his mother fell in love, where we fell in love at. Chime School. All he had to do was ask Michael. But he got that temper, you know, that attitude like his mother. I'm in control, and nobody else ain't gonna be in control. But that's a lie. I'm the big boss in this family. You the little guy. Okay? And you out there, Michael Whitlock, if you out there listening to this, I'm the big guy. I'm still in charge of this family. Including the grandson. You and your mother didn't do nothing. Y'all didn't even scratch the surface. People, I'm so sorry that I had asked y'all to pray. I didn't know what I was getting into. I was just so glad to see my kids together. It looked like Michael and Elle was happy. He just came in to just throw me and my aunts and them so many lies. And then he wouldn't take his little sister back home. Miss Joyce, you know, got involved. We were setting up an arrangement so we could meet Maya again and everything. And then maybe in time she can stay over and stuff like that. Michael messed all of that up. He went to get her from school, wouldn't take her back, Maya was just doing bad mouth and back. So we still can pray for him. We still can pray, but they won't be with me no more. They won't be around me no more. And y'all can hope that one day we might be together again. Who knows what God's plan is. But I would love him. And I hope the best for him. I really do. And I wish this would have worked, because we would have got a photo section. We would have went to see their mother, their grandmother. We would have went to Delaware to see their grandmother and their aunt, who would love to see them, all five of them. And, but I don't know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know, guys. It was just, when everything went down, it really hurt me, and it still hurt me, because I miss Jessica. I miss her being here and everything, and I just miss her company. I still love my baby girls, and I don't know. I mean, but I gotta continue moving on. I got a great audience who listen to me, and I got a great promoters who help me promote my show and everything. And I just gotta keep moving on, okay? And I just wanted to let y'all know the upgrade, what's going on with me and my kids. They no longer with me. Jessica's back with her mother, no good mother. Michael out there somewhere, angry. Donald is back in his group home. And Maya is back where she was. And things just fell apart. And I wish that they wouldn't have went down like they did. We was all going to Atlantic City. I was going to pay for the trip to Atlantic City for all of us. That didn't work out. No. And didn't pay my rent. Caught up on my rent. Had to fall back on my cable and gas electric. Just because of, I was buying stuff for her so she could eat and everything. On DoorDash and all that. Just so she can eat. I was falling back on my rent and my bills. You know, I was sacrificed for her, for Jessica, you know. Now I'm all caught up. I'm never going to do it again. Take a break, and we're going to talk about some more other stuff. and continue about this. And I just want to, has anybody else ever had that problem before too? You get your kids back together and then one of your kids just go crazy and just don't want to listen, you know, and then everything falls apart again. Anybody been to that situation? It's a really hard situation. It hurts. We'll be right back. Thank you. So, yeah, and that's how everything went down, and Jessica's back where she started, and she's back where she started, probably with no way to call nobody from the outside, no way to get in touch with nobody. Her mother hold her hostage, hold her prisoner, and don't let her get involved with the outside world. Capture her in captivity. Close the door on her, and don't teach her nothing about the world outside. No freedom. No freedom to call nobody. No freedom to talk to anybody. No nothing. And it's a shame, you know. It's a shame how Candy can do what she can do, you know, and get away with it. And it's not right, you know. It's just not right. Somebody have to do something, you know. I tried, you know. I mean, I can't do what. Do nothing without anybody else. And I just hope that somebody realized something's going on in that apartment and ready to take both of those kids out of there, Jessica and that baby. And why they in there, they in great harm. They in danger. People, they in danger. Because when we got Jessica, she didn't have nothing. She didn't have nothing. She didn't even have that many clothes. You know. And as far as I know, Candy might even sell those clothes that T and them gave her. You know. I mean, it's a shame. It's really a shame. I just wish you can do something without Michael being involved, you know, and as a father, I just wonder what's going to happen to her. You know, what's going to happen? What really going to happen to her? So, that's how it went down, guys. That's how it went down. I mean, it lasted for a while, and it was all good. We was getting Jessica services and everything. But Michael, he destroyed it everything. He went on a rampage and then just destroyed everything. So, I mean, it just hurt, you know. Yeah. It might not look like that I'm hurt, but I'm really hurt, you guys. I mean, I'm really devastated about all of this. And it's really hard for me to talk about it because it just I gotta get it out though. I just gotta get it out. But things is down the road is doing good though. Down the road looking good. Everything is paid from on my end. My gas electric is great. My cable great. My rent is great. I caught up on everything. God is good, people. God is good. He's good all the time. I mean, he was with me in this tragedy. When I went through and everything, he was standing right there with me. And he already knew what was going to happen before it happened. And he's a great God. I was a little upset with him too, but I couldn't be angry or mad at him. And I just said, hey, he carried me. He got these kids together. His people came together, helped me get these kids together, and not upset with him no more. I just thought of all the great things he did and doing and will do. And I mean, it's wonderful. And I got this lady that I work with, name is Sharon. She goes to a church, and I probably will be going to church with her. She says she'll pick me up, and after that, I'll probably be mobility will be taking me there. New Summers Baptist Church. That's what it called. New Summers. New Summers Baptist Church. It's in Seton, right off of Norman Parkway in Seton Business Park. And I'll probably be going to that church. I also got a date too. Oh, she's a good looking girl. She's a fine woman. That will be in September. You know, I had to move that back just to connect that to what all the stuff was going on, you know. And also me and Ashley is going on a trip with my family. We were going to Atlantic City. I've been there before with Henry, and you know, when I was married to Miss Crazy Clark, I was there with one of her people, so called friend people, and didn't like the trip at all. And didn't like it. But when I went with Henry, I loved it, you know. So I'm going to have a good time when I go with my family. It's July the 9th. And I'm going over and get the money to my aunt and everything. I got the money, everything for me and Ashley. And all ready to go. Got my money, all ready to go. I'm on the bus. Just got to hand it over to them. So, I will be there. You know, me and Ashley. And who knows? I will be good. You know. Also, my book is out. People, go to Amazon. Look up Corey Whitlock, Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's a 21 chapter book. Okay. I had to launch it right away because Amazon they have policies, so, and I just had to launch it. It supposed to have been a 21 chapter book, but it's 15 chapters. But I'm gonna add 5 more chapters to it. And you can go on Amazon and read it. Read samples of it. If you wanna wait for the four version, the last 5 chapters, that will be out probably around by the end of July and the beginning of August. Okay? That's what I would say. it's already written. Just had to get the person to rewrite the last 5 chapters. And I will uplink everything. And then the last 5 chapters will be up. But the book is up now. You can buy the book now. And you can go get the other, the 4 link after it comes out. Or you can wait for the 4 link. But the 15th chapter, it's there now. Okay, it's a good book. Also, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, it's $3.99. Go to Amazon, Quay with Lot, or look up Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. That's my first book. Or the next book that I just launched is Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's about the book that I'm ready to write. It's a backstory of the book that I'm ready to write. A 4-part book that I'm ready to write later. About 3 more years, I'm going to release it. And that book called Planet 3492 is about 3 guys. Captain Tony, Captain Michael, and Commander William. And the crew. And how Hitler comes back and take over the world. But this book, Mr. Boogie Shoes, is about how it all started. And where everything come from. It's a short book. Short story. Right now, I'm just writing the short stories. I'm not writing long-length novels right now. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there, okay? By the time I'll get, like, maybe 57 or 60, I will be probably writing 4 length novels. Y'all can wait for that too, if y'all want, but that will be a long time. So you want to get to know how I write and my stories, go read the short stories first, and then you'll be interested in the long term, the long length novels when they come. Alright, so the short stories, yeah, they kind of expensive, you know, but it worth it, people. And you'll be helping a good cause and everything. I'm not asking you for no money or nothing, but hey, all I'm asking you is support. I mean, it's not to help me go on with my life and all, to keep on writing, to keep on doing the gift that God gave me. Excuse me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And I just want some people just to help me to keep going to get the gift that God gave me, you know. And that gift is writing. And I know all the people that helped me out with the kids and answered the prayer will come to Amazon, and you gotta look up Quay with Lot or Mr. Boogie Shoes, okay? And this is perfect. You can buy it on Kindle. You can download it on any device. It's a good book, people. It's a lovely good book, and I read it. I read the scripts and all, and the hard copy is just really good too, but I just say it's a good book. And for book lovers, or all ages, or all kinds of book lovers, Mr. Boogie Shoes, Burning Love, and Ocean and Sky, that's 10 chapters. Mr. Boogie Shoes is 15 to 21 chapters. It's going to be 21 chapters. Okay? But you still can buy Mr. Boogie Shoes. Okay? It's really good. The next book is called The Black People from the Black Dimension. That's the next book coming out. The People from the Black Dimension. And that's going to be even longer. It's probably going to be more than 25 chapters. I'm looking for it to probably be like maybe 28 or 29 more chapters. Link long. Okay. This one is 21. The first one was 10. The next one is 15. This one right now is 15 until I add the other chapters on. But it will be 21 chapters. And then the 29 chapter book, that's going to be longer. And then the next books, this going to add, just add three more chapters to every book as I go along. And I'm just going to help see it. My co-writer just helped me do that. I write it, hard copy it, and all that, and they just rewrite it. But illegally, it's my story. Illegally, it's my book. That's because all they doing is help me put it into good sense. Now, if anybody understand that, okay. Those who don't, I'm sorry. But just go to Amazon, Mr. Boogie Shoes, or just type in Corey Whitlock, CoreyWedlock. Corey Whitlock, CoreyWedlock, or Mr. Boogie Shoes. And both books should pop up. It costs ebook is $9.99, and the other book, paperback, is $10.99. And the first book is $3.99. It went down. So please, I love y'all guys, and I know y'all will go out. I know y'all will answer, maybe some, maybe a few. And I'm going to ask God to pray that y'all will answer the call. And this will help me out, guys. This will help keep the show going and everything. The little bit of money. It's not a lot of money. Writers don't make a lot of money. So don't think that I'm going to be a millionaire. Because I'm not. I'm not. Okay? Even if when I get my TV show sold, if I get it sold, Harbor Citizens will be based here in Baltimore. I'm working on that now. It's called Harbor Citizens. And it's a TV show. And I'm trying to bring the TV shows back to Baltimore. Just like Dick Wolf do. You know, Law and Order, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. That's all Dick Wolf. So, I'm the black Dick Wolf. And I'm trying to bring TV shows like that here to Baltimore. It's always New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, but I'm gonna bring it to Baltimore, you know. And it's gonna be great to see a TV production company back here again. I miss Homicide crew. I miss The Wire crew and cast. See them all the time when I come from work and all. But that's in the win making right there. That's the next step, big step for me. But just go to Amazon and buy the book, Mr. Boogie Shoes, okay? I'll be so proud if you do. Thank you, fans. Y'all wonderful. So wonderful all over the world and all over the country. Y'all are so wonderful. My promoters, thank you so much to keeping this show going, get me all the fans that I can get. I mean, when I first started, I only had like 30 fans, 30 people. I think like maybe 10, 20 people. I don't know. But now I got like 4,000 downloads. Over 4,000 downloads. When I started YouTube, doing the show on YouTube, I got a lot of hits on YouTube. Well, of course, YouTube flagged me with 2 videos talking about I didn't have the right to go with the flow, which I did. You know, I had permission because I was on a free royalty website. And I was paying for Go With The Flow every month. So I did have rights to play that on YouTube or any other format, Go With The Flow. And I only use it for speak. That's what I use for Go With The Flow for, you know. But YouTube wanna flag me, and my videos were doing good. And I'm just hoping that everybody comes to YouTube and watch the video too, because I'm going to have more stuff when I do a video. I ain't going to be sitting here. I'm going to be standing, talking, and showing you the news and stuff like that when I get a TV and all. I'm going to do different activities and all. And since we ain't going to have that big interview with my 5 children, we're going to have, when Riverside comes, I'm going to try to get some other stuff to do, you know. Just keep the show going, you know. Find some news and stuff like that, you know. Find some UFO news, some strange phenomenon news and stuff like that, you know. Just to keep the show going, because I love doing this. I love talking to y'all. And go on YouTube, you know, go on YouTube right now, find something, you know. And we'll find something, you know. We'll find something to do as the years go on. And I just hope all the people who download will keep on downloading. From all y'all from Amazon Music, all of y'all from iTunes Music, and all the other formats. Thank you for listening. You know. And I'm just pleased that I can do this. And anybody that speak is listening to me, I'm having a little problem with PayPal. They up there talking about that my account, my old account that I put up, that y'all send $17 to. They up there talking about it's scripted, and they won't give me my $17. I just want any staff from Speak can send a letter to PayPal telling them that they have to give me my money, because they holding my $17 that y'all gave me. They holding that. So anybody from Speak listening to this, anybody in charge of that PayPal with partners with them, tell them to give me my $17, because I ain't get my $17 when y'all send it in May. So I put up a new PayPal email, and I hope that I will get the money that y'all send when y'all send again, okay? But the $17 I didn't get, and I'm talking to the staff and the people at Speak who runs this podcast. I didn't get it. So anybody in that department that send money, who deals with PayPal, please tell them they gotta send me my $17. And I'm gonna call PayPal too. I'm gonna close that other account that y'all were sending money to. Hopefully they'll send me a check or something. But if it comes a problem, I'm gonna email y'all and let y'all know what's going on, okay? So thank y'all guys. But let's just pray that I get the other money. I set up a new email and a new account at PayPal with a new email address. So the next little bit of money that they send me, hopefully I can transfer it to my PayPal account, my PayPal card, and I will get it and I'll put it on my bank account. Hopefully. I don't know what the problem is, but hopefully I will get it. And who knows? Maybe the staff at Speak can help me out and all. I don't know. But that's the little problem that I'm having with that. Hopefully we can solve this problem. What else? Well, I know for two weeks that I didn't have cable, I know that Star Wars started the 27th. That's right. Star Wars. Disney. Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm ready to go pay for it right now and watch it. But it started. I probably ain't gonna get it because I just ordered some food and everything, and I probably have to wait to see it. But that's all good too, you know. Just the little tiny problems that I'm having with my banks and PayPal. I'm sure God will handle it, you know. And next pay, I'll have Disney up and going. You know, if I don't have it up going today, I will have it up going next week, sometime next week and all. But that's the things we have to face in life, you know. Yeah. But I have to get this money to move because I'm going on that trip, you know. I'm going on that trip. It's from 12 p.m. to 12 midnight, so I'm going on that trip. Yep. I'm going to have me some fun. It's going to be a long day too. It's going to be a long day up there. And I'm going to have the money to do it. You know. And hopefully things will start speeding up. Things will start looking good for me. Things will start adding up. And everything. But any Star Wars fans saw Obi-Wan Kenobi, I wish y'all can email me at CoreyWillock@gmail.com and just tell me how good it is, okay? Any Star Wars fans are listening. Just tell me how good it is, okay? Because I know it's good. I just know it's good. And I want to find a way to get my Disney back up. But I just have to wait and try to survive the next pay period and just hold on to the little bit of money because I had to pay my gas and electric and my cable. I had to do that. Or I won't be talking to y'all right now. So those things are what's important. And the final pay period, gotta pay the rent, but I will have a little bit of money, you know. So it would look good, guys. You know, I know people be praying for me, you know. I'm a Star Wars fan too, and I just can't wait to see Obi-Wan Kenobi. So this could be the third one that I'm gonna miss, but I seen all the Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I just finished watching the last two that I missed, and I love them. You know, they tell the story of Uhura, and that she's a great character. They open up that story with Uhura, and they tell the stories of all the characters each month. And each week we get a different episode. Now I'm not knocking on Discovery. I'm not knocking on it because I'm a huge Discovery fan, and I can't wait to see the fifth season of Discovery. Oh, I can't wait. Oh boy, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Captain Michael Byrne is going to have some really exciting stuff, and her crew going to have some stuff for us. And I'm just going to enjoy Strange New Worlds then I'm going to enjoy Lord that, and then the other cartoon will come with its other half first season. June will join its first season, and then hopefully we'll get to see the second season of that. And then Picard will come back later on next year, and we get to see all the crew on the Next Generation together. You know, all the crew are the Next Generation, and I think Wesley gonna be in there. I think Wesley gonna be in there in the episode. I think this is probably gonna be the last season of Picard, because they didn't say season four or five yet. So if this is the last season of Picard, I think they're gonna give us a really good show, you know. And I hate to see that go, but you know, and maybe Discovery might go to, you know, hopefully not. I'm hoping that we get a 6 or 7 season. But I'm just blessed to have a 5th season. 5 seasons of Discovery. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. And we already know Strange New Worlds. And I hope that we get some more of Picard. The one with Janeway in it. Hope we get like maybe 4 or 5 seasons of that. And definitely Lower Decks. Maybe we get a couple more seasons of that. Who knows? I like Lower Decks. And I like the other cartoon too, but Lower Decks is funny. It's really funny. I mean, I wouldn't say they the best Star Trek, because all of them good. And you got fans out there to tell you what Star Trek to love, what Star Trek to hate. I don't hate none of them. I don't hate none of them. You know, that is my favorite captains, Sisko and Captain Burton. And then Captain Janeway. And then Captain Arch. Then Picard. You know, Sisko, Burnham, Janeway, Picard, and Kirk. Well, I would say Captain Sulu and Captain Spock. And then Captain Christopher Pike. So Picard, let's do it again. Captain Sulu, Benjamin Sulu, Captain Michael Burnham, Captain Arch, Captain Janeway, and Captain Christopher Pike. These are my 5 top captains. Now, it's more captains, probably 10 or more, but these are the top 5 that I like, and in that order. And I think a lot of other people should like it in that order too. But people got what they like, you know. They like what they like. No, and all the Star Trek is good. All the Star Trek. And I know that I released some podcasts before the cable went out. I released 2 podcasts, and I sent them for the day to be released the day and tomorrow. And I was really upset with the Republicans. So some of y'all probably already listened to those 2 podcasts already. And you probably see me get really upset because of the school shooting and the shooting up in New York at the grocery store, you know. And I was out and down for a while, so I couldn't watch the news and see what's going on. Right after I recorded that, the cable went off, and so I really don't know. But I set it for June the 9th and June the 10th. So those podcasts is already launched. And y'all probably already heard those podcasts already. And this is the new one. I'm launching this on the next day. Putting this one right here on the next day, on the 10th. So you'll probably get two podcasts on the 10th. And you'll get another one Friday night. We'll be launched Thursday. And you'll probably get a Saturday and a Sunday. Okay? And I will go on until the end of June. So I let y'all know just in case anything do happen. But we petition on Michael. We going to have a meeting. Supposed to have a meeting today, but I don't know what's going on with that and all that. But we're trying to just cut him off for everything. And anybody don't know who Michael is, that's my son, Michael. And he did a lot of bad things. You know, trying to get the family back together. We was trying to help Jessica and all, and he just destroyed everything. Him and his girl. And I just don't want to talk about that no more, because it just hurt, you know. And just thinking about it, this hurt, you know. I was on here. Some of y'all probably can hear the kids screaming and yelling and talking on some of the podcasts. You know, well, that was probably Jessica and Donald in the background on some of the podcasts. And you probably can see here Jessica singing in the background on some of the shows. So you go back to some of the shows, like maybe 40, 48, 45, or maybe the early 50, 51 shows, episodes. You probably can hear her singing in the background and all. But that's what she used to do. She used to come in here when I go to work, take the microphone, and just start singing with Alessa. And she'll be in here singing. And then when she hear me, she'd start running to her room. I see little feet running. When I look through the door, the little door, when I come up the steps, I can see her feet running like a little chicken. Yeah, I miss all of that, you know. But it is what it is, people. And thank you again for listening. And go buy that book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. Keep supporting Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Keep peace alive, people. Keep praying for people. Keep loving people. Always be kind to people, and good things gonna happen to you. And you're going to a really bad situation, don't give up on the man upstairs, okay? Just go to him and ask him, and don't give up on him. And those who never came to him, it's time to go to him. Alright, see y'all on the next episode. Donald, Ashley, and we love you. Thank you for listening.